KNOM, Iditarod Update.
Dallas CV is the first musher to reach the Squintna checkpoint. Not far back on the trail are mushers Aaron Brumeister and Brent Sass. Thank you for tuning in to KNOM's 2 p.m. Iditarod Update. On this Sunday afternoon, I am your host, Colin O, joined with me in the studio by
Kevin Fox here, the weekday morning crew, the two of us, bringing you coverage of day 8 of the 2021 Iditarod Sled Dog Race. We're coming down to the wire here, Colin, aren't we?
We are, and it is exciting to watch. How about we get into our top 5 official leaderboard standings?
Go for it.
Starting us off in first position, Dallas CV did check into the Squintna checkpoint at 12:44 this afternoon with his team of 10 dogs. In second position behind Dallas is Aaron Brumeister, who we can speculate did check in to the Squintna checkpoint around 1:45, but according to the official leaderboard, he checked out of the Finger Lakes checkpoint at 7:18 this morning with his team of 13 dogs. Behind him in third position, Brent Sass out of Finger Lake at 9:27 this morning with his team of 13 dogs. In fourth position, Mila Porcel checked out of Finger Lake at 11:25 this morning with her team of 10 dogs. And finally, in fifth position, Wade Mars checked out of Finger Lake at 1:24 this afternoon with his team of 10 dogs.
Yeah, getting close here, Colin. And I think Dallas CV, you know, they're the first team to reach Squintna South, heading back to Deschke Landing. He's going to take that mandatory layover like every other musher has to do. They're required to do this as they reach Squintna before continuing on the final 67-mile leg of this race.
Mm-hmm. And Dallas was the first to reach the Squintna South checkpoint. He will be then taking his mandatory layover, like we said, that all mushers will be required to make as they reach Squintna before they continue on to that final 67 miles. Aaron Brumeister is not far back behind CV, though. He did check in, as we can speculate, around 1:45 into Squintna. An hour differential between CV, who checked in at 12:44. However, still within 50 miles of these top dogs are mushers Brent Sass, Mila Porcel, Wade Mars, Yor Olsom, Ryan Reddington, and Nick Petit. At this point, as I see it, Kevin, it's still anybody's race.
Yeah, I mean, Mila Porcel's jumped up a couple of positions here, positioning herself to maybe even be a top 3 finisher. We know that others also still have a chance here. It's not just about finishing top 10 for the top 5 there. They also still have a chance to pull something out. You never know if there's an injury, like something like what happened to Ali Zirkel. Dogs can get sick, like what happened with Pete Kaiser's team. And we also have the equalizing that happens with the staggered start times. The fact that Dallas started 13 positions ahead of Aaron chips away at the hour advantage, more or less, because we're going to balance out some of that time from the start back last Sunday. And so that hour that Dallas has over Aaron arriving in Squintna is maybe not as big as it seems. Mm-hmm. Well, let me go on to the 6 through 10. We'll round out our top 10. In sixth position, we have Ryan Reddington, who we're looking at arriving soon to Squintna, but officially leaving Finger Lake at 1:30 p.m. Today with 7 dogs. So that team of dogs is the smallest team of dogs in the top 10. Nick Petit is in 7th position. He left Finger Lake at 1:41 p.m. with 12 dogs. Yor Lysif Olsom is, according to our last update, is in Finger Lake and will be leaving there, we assume, shortly, but arrived there with 12 dogs at 1:20. Richie Deal in 9th position has left Rainy Pass on the way to Finger Lake and left Rainy Pass at 7:22 this morning with 10 dogs. And then Michelle Phillips, number 10, 10th position here, leaving Rainy Pass at 7:41 this morning on her way to Finger Lake.
I'll continue on with in 11th position, we have Jeff Dieter, who checked out of Rainy Pass at 12:16 this afternoon with his team of 10 dogs. Behind him, Ramey Smith checked out of Finger Lake at 103 this afternoon with his team of 11 dogs. In 13th position, Jesse Royer checked out of the Rainy Pass checkpoint at 128 with her team of 12 dogs. In 14th position behind her, Aaron Peck checked out of Rainy Pass at 11:02 this morning with his team of 8 dogs. And in 15th position, Lev Schwartz checked into the Roan checkpoint, still at Roan with his team of 9 dogs.
And 16th position, we have Paige Drubny arriving to Roan this afternoon at 12:26 with 9 dogs. We have Ryan Olson arriving to Roan again right behind Paige at 12:27 p.m. With 12 dogs. In 18th position, we have Travis Beals leaving Nikolai on the way to Roan at 2:35. At 2:35 yesterday. So we're still trying to get an update about Travis Beals there. In 19th position, Jesse Holmes leaving Nikolai at 6:40 yesterday with 9 dogs. And then rounding out the top 20, Cody Strath, we have leaving Nikolai with 13 dogs last night at 11:42.
And in 21st position, Matt Feller checked out of the Nikolai checkpoint today at early in the morning at 12:27 with his team of 11 dogs. Behind him in 22nd position, Dan Caduce checked out of the Nikolai checkpoint at 1:33 this morning with his team of 9 dogs. In 23rd position, Chad Stoddard checked out of the Nikolai checkpoint at 7:21 this morning with his team of 13 dogs. And in 24th and 25th position, we have Christy and Anna Barrington out of the Nikolai checkpoint at 7:38 and 7:39, traveling together with their two teams of 10 dogs.
And we have Chad Stoppard, as Colin mentioned, in 23rd position. He is the top rookie this year and has been holding that position, I think, for the last few updates. Martin Boozer, again, kind of hovering around that front of the pack, back of the pack. Martin Boozer is a notable veteran here in 26th position. In the back of the pack here, filled with rookies looking to make their first Iditarod finish, make their name too here. Joshua McNeil, Joanna Jagot, Susanna Tuminelli, Sean Underwood, Will Trzezinski, Jeremy Traska, Hel Hansen. And then in 38th position, holding the red lantern, is Dakota Schlosser, who was in at McGrath with 13 dogs at 8:27 this morning. But the big story here in Western Alaska, I think, is Aaron Burmeister, who some call Burnmeister, according to our longtime staff here at KNOM. Aaron's mom, Linnea Baker Burmeister, a retired school teacher, used to help with our on-air Iditarod updates and would be seen walking around town with Aaron Burnmeister buttons on her parka. If you're listening, Linnea, please give us a call at the station. We'd love to hear from you. But let's hear from Aaron. We have some audio coming from Saturday morning in McGrath from the Iditarod Insider crew. Aaron shares some of what's going through his head before he left McGrath for the last final stretch of this 2021 Iditarod race.
It's patience. And, you know, I've been racing and training dogs my entire life, and I've learned from a lot of mistakes I've made over the years. And I've got several top five finishes. Each one of those top five, I felt like I was driving the winning team, but I made mistakes in those races, and it cost me the race. So you put all those mistakes together that I've made over the years, and hopefully we can pull one off and one comes together just right. There's still some really stout, strong competition here, and we'll just keep moving forward. We've closed the gap from 6 hours behind to now I think I'm 2.5 hours behind. And I've got 300 more miles to make that 2.5 hours up on the leaders. So we'll see how things come together. Wish me a little luck, and hopefully the angels are still guiding me and across the trail. We've got some rough stretches of trail to cross, and anything can happen to anybody or your dog team at any time. So we're just praying that things go smooth and well, and we hold this team together and have a strong finish.
Once again, that's gnome-grown Aaron Burnmeister Burmeister, also known as Burnmeister, again from yesterday morning in McGrath. Thank you again to Iditarod Insider for the audio.
And Colin, what do you think about the weather? What does our eye in the sky climatologist Rick Toman say about the rest of the way for CV and Burnmeister?
Let's go to Rick Toman.
Cloudy skies and areas of light snow will continue through Sunday night across much of the race route. A couple of inches of fresh snow may accumulate in the mountains, but most areas will have less than that. Temperatures early Monday morning, bottoming out at 5 below to 10 above, coldest north of the Alaska Range. The snow will diminish to flurries in most areas during the day Monday. Up to an inch accumulation is possible between Squinton and Deschke Landing, but many areas will see no more than a dusting. High temperatures 15 to 30, again coldest north of the Alaska Range.
Looks like the weather will, cooperate with an expected sprint finish from Squintna to Deschke Landing, Colin. I think what I'm looking at is a finish sometime in the dark hours tonight and maybe sometime around 3 a.m. Regardless, I think the finish is going to happen before you and I come in tomorrow morning for the morning shift, and so we hope to be able to announce the winner tomorrow morning, yeah.
Yes. And again, recapping our big news for our 2 p.m. update. Again, Dallas Seavey is the first musher to reach the Squintna checkpoint, not far back on the trail, even into Squintna. Our mushers, Aaron Burmeister, and still on the trail heading to Squintna is musher Brent Sass, close behind Seavey. Let's take one final look at the GPS tracker.
Yeah, the GPS tracker right now is confirming what Colin's saying. We have Seavey and Burmeister both in Squintna resting and will be there, as is the race rules, the mandatory break there for 8 hours. We see Brent Sass not too far out, I would say currently about 9 miles out, and then he would be really kind of, and then it's another maybe few miles with Mila Porcel behind him, maybe even 10 miles behind him. So the two leaders are out there, and we'll stick to the tracker here overnight and be watching it and refreshing it.
Yeah. Thank you for listening and tuning into our Iditarod update. You can stay tuned to KNOM as we continue to bring you full Iditarod coverage for the 2021 race. For more KNOM Iditarod coverage, visit us on the web at knom.org. The next KNOM Iditarod update will be at 6 p.m.